Okay, we left off yesterday with last question on shear number one, the Chazara. Okay, so let's begin with that. Then we'll go on to two. Okay. The last question was, what was the Raya of Tosfos and how do we reject the Raya? Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the second Tosfos there said, when you give hasra on a particular tolda that's being done, you do not need to mention the av. You do not need to mention the av. You just have to say that it's usher. It's usher to do on Shabbos. That's all. We learned yesterday that the Tosfos Rid said you must mention the av, and Yoni pointed out in Meir Simcha that there is a Tosfos in Moed Katan on Beis and Beis that agrees with the Tosfos Rid that you must mention the Av. Okay? Another Tosfos that we dug up against our Tosfos. Okay? So you see beforeish that it's a machloikis. So one of Tosfos Raya, the Tosfos Raya by us, at Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, in the end of the Tosfos, is as follows. The Gemara questions in Baba Kama and Beis, Maraf and Shabbos, Sadi Vavim Beis, what is the difference between an Av and a Tolda? Well, why didn't the Gemara give that answer? The difference being is that when you have a guy doing a tolda, you have to mention the av of that tolda. That would have been a fine difference. And the Gemara does not give that difference. Elad must show that if a guy is doing a tolda, you don't have to warn him about the av. Because if you had to warn him about the specific av, why didn't the Gemara give that distinction between an av and a tolda? The distinction being that when a guy is doing a tolda, Ezra, you must what? You must tell him the av. The fact that the Gemara did not make that distinction shows very clearly, Tosfos postulates, that you do not have to warn a guy if he's doing a tolda, which av, you just have to say it's usher on Shabbos. That was the raya of the Tosfos. Clear? Okay? Tosfos comes along, okay, that's Tosfos raya, and I ain't give him a limit base. How do we reject that? So we can reject that in one of two ways. Please get it. The first way is that Tosfos himself on Sadi Vavim Beis says that's what the Gemara is saying in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, which we're going to get to in the next question, but the Gemara itself is saying that distinction. The distinction being Hasra. He says that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say it black on white, but he says that's the interpretation of the Gemara. That's one way to reject it. Our Tosfos said the Gemara didn't say it. Tosfos the Sadi Vavim Beis says it. You see, Yoni, sometimes he wouldn't the same Masechta that Tosfos him argue. Okay? That's number one way to reject it. What's another way to reject it? The Ramban on Sadi Vavim Beis. The Ramban writes that according to Rabbi Lazar, who says, if you do an Av and its own Toldah, you are Chayiv too, each for an Av and its own Tolda. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between Av and a Tolda? Why couldn't the Gemara give this answer? Why couldn't the Gemara give this answer when you give a guy's doing a Tolda, give him Hasra about the Av? You know why the Gemara couldn't give that answer? Because according to Rabbi Lazar, a Tolda is independent on its own. If a guy's doing a Tolda, you'd have to give him Hasra on the Tolda. It would not help to give him Hasra on the Av. The Gemara could not give that answer according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, if a guy was doing such an aver, you'd have to do what? You'd have to give masra on the actual told itself. So it sheds no light on this sheet of Lamaisa as to whether if a guy's doing a told, must you mention the aver? Can you just say stam et sasser? According to Rabbi Lazar, you'd have to mention the told, the specific told. Rabbi Lazar's sheet we don't pass like, so it doesn't shed any light on anything. Those are the two ways we can reject the riot. Elder, you got it? Okay. Very good. These are the two ways we want to reject the riot. Halacha lemais. Okay, that answers number 25. Let's go now to shir number 2, v'chazara number 1. Let's begin. Okay. What is the distinction between av and a tolda? And give all the chilukim girsos v'daf sadi vavim and beis. The Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, if you do an av and a tolda, What's the din? The Gemara says it very clearly. On Sarivavim and Beis, if you do an Aven, it's told according to the Chachamim. The halacha is that what? That you would be chayiv, how much? You'd be chayiv only one. That's the difference. If you do an Av and it's tolda, you only chayiv one. That's the difference. The tolda is like a son of the Av, it's all one family, you only chayiv one chattas. But according to the Chamin. But according to Rabbi Lazar, if an Av and a tolda, you are chayiv shtayim. But according to Rabbi Lazar, you're chayiv shtayim. So what is the difference in Av and its tolda? So the Gemara says the following. Let's get it. The Gemara says, and this is where we're saying it according to the Taisvis, whatever was important in the Mishkan was called an Av. Whatever was important in the Mishkan is called an Av. Whatever was unimportant in the Mishkan was called a Tolda. And then Tosos has another Girsa where he adds a letter Vav. The letter Vav is Iyadahavis b'Mishkan v'chashiva kari ala Av. It's the same meaning as the first Girsa. Just the second Girsa adds a Vav. Mishkan v'chashiva. If it was important in the Mishkan, it's an Av. It's unimportant in the Mishkan, it's a Tolda. That's the second Girsa. And the third Girsa, which is the second meaning, is Hach Dahavis B'Mishkan, period. Chashiva V'kar Le'av. Hach Dahavis B'Mishkan, period. Lo Chashiva V'kar La'Tolda. According to the third Girsa that we just read, whatever's in the Mishkan automatically is an Av. If it's not in the Mishkan, it's a Tolda. So let's say over the three Girsas, only two meanings. Two meanings. If you have the regular Girsa in the Gemara, which is Hachtavis B'Mishkan Chashiv Arlei Kalav, Hachtavis B'Mishkan Karlei Tolda, there were some, the ones that are important activities were Avos in the Mishkan, the unimportant were called Toldas, like Menachash and Mask were unimportant, Tolda. The second Girsa of that same meaning is Chashiv Vikari La'av. He had a letter Vav. If it was important, it's called Av, it was unimportant, it's Tolda. Then the third Girsa is, you have to make a period, Hachtav in Mishkan, period. Chashiva v'kar le'av. If it's in the Mishkan, it was important, it's called an av. If it was not in the Mishkan, it's a tolda. Those are the three Girsos, two meanings. Please get them. This is all within Rabbi Lazar, who said, in av and it's tolda, you are chayiv shtayim. So what is the difference between the two if you're chayiv for each one? That's the Gemara's answer. Then the Gemara says, Yinami, if it's written beferish in the Chumash, it's called an Av. If it's not written beferish in the Chumash, it's called a Tolda. So Tosa says that's only referring to what? That's only referring to Hotzah. Because all the 39 Malachas are not written inside. In fact, Nachum made a good Hara. Remember, you point out Harish and Zri was also in there. We point out Havara. Right? But not, all the rest of them aren't written in there. All of us. So Tulsa says limited only to Hotzah. When it says that which is written, it's called an Av. It's referring to Hotzah in the Gemara. It doesn't have to be written to Pharisees to be called an Av. Okay? So that answers. And one more point to answer this. Please get it. The Rambam says that a Tolda is when it's what? Similar, but not exactly the same. The Rambam writes it's similar, but not exactly the same. That's what a Tolda is. Okay? It might be doma in action, or it might be doma in result. But it's not identical. Because it's identical as an av. It's similar but dissimilar. Either in action or in result. Yes, Ellie, go ahead. Got it? Okay, does everyone have that? We got that, Chlor? That answers number one. Please get it. There really are three gerses, but as we said, only two meanings. Okay? The first gerse, the two gerses, one meaning, the third gerse is a second. That answers number one. Number two. What does the Yushalmi say regarding the number of toldas? The Yushalmi says an amazing thing we saw, that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish worked a long time, and they found 39 toldas. Believe it or not, they found 39 toldas for every Av. Took them 3.5 years. And the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, writes that the Yushalmi Lamaisa has a much more expansive version of what toldas are. However, the Bavli, Lamaisa, if you look around, does not have as many, does not have half as many as Toldos as the Yushalmi has. The Yushalmi is much more expanded version than the Bavli. And therefore, only according to the Yushalmi do you come up with 39 for every Malacha. You'll never find that in the Bavli. But that's what Yushalmi's comment is on this concept. I want you to get that the Toldos are expanded. Okay. That answers what? That's the Chiddush of the Yushalmi. That answers number two. Number three. Is there a Din Toldos B'Kol HaTorah Kulo? Is there a Din Toldos B'Kol HaTorah Kulo? Tain Shnei Dugmos. Rav Gustman Zatzal in his Sefer, the Kuntros HaShiurim, points out that this is a major question in the Rishonim. He points out Beferish that the Ritvoah in Kedushin regarding Kinyonim writes Meshicha is the Iker Av of Kinyonim. Hagbah and Mesira are told us. Mesira and Hagbah are told us. The Ritvoah writes this in Kedushin Adav Chofeim at base. So you see, he coins the phrase Avos and told us outside the area of Shabbos, Nezikin, and Tumah. Shabbos, Nezikin, and Tumah, we have it Beferish, we said. But does it exist in other areas? He points out the Ritva has it regarding Kinyonim. Then he pointed out Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, writes that the three Averis that we say Yarog Val Yavor have told us. Ritzicha, someone takes a gun to my head and says, kill someone, I'm going to kill you. What's the din? I have to let myself be killed. So let's say a guy takes a gun to my head and says, I want you to embarrass someone in public. I have to let myself be killed. You want a mucker for the biggest Muslim midas, Tovos, to be a mensch? That's it. That the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Avos calls it a tolda. Busha Barabin. Tyson Sotah Yudman based Paskins like this. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva also pass like this. Rabbeinu Yonah. But in the Avos he says tolda. Number two, Gili Arias. What's the tolda? Libatina. The sugi in Sanhedrin where a guy had a mental illness, he needed to speak to a woman who had no clothes on, even behind a fence. He wouldn't be able to see her. He says, if he doesn't do that, I'll die. The halach is he has to die. That's an abazrao to Gili Arias. It's called a tolda. A tolda of Gili Arias. He's not touching her. He's not boil her. There was no bia there. But it's an abazrao. That's a tolda. Abazrao is a subcategory. He calls it a tolda. Number three, avodah zara. Yarav al Yarav. Something come to my head, says, bow down to that tree, I have to let myself be killed. He says, take that tree, take that pill that was made from a bark of an Asherah tree. If you don't do it, he says, I'm going to kill you. You have to let yourself be killed. Taking the refuah is a tolda. Rabbeinu Yonah Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. Each three of the Shlosh Averis, Ezra, have told us. Those are two examples, okay? So according to these Rishonim, there is toldas in Kol Torah Kulo. However, I want to just point out, before we get to number four, that Rav Gustman point out that the Tosfos, we saw this inside, the Tosfos in Bechairis, and also the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun, Amud Beis claim there is no Toldos in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Regarding the Isser of, let's say, Tlisha, the Isser of Giza from a Bechor, you're not allowed to take off, you know, his hairs, the goat, or the lamb. There's an Isser, the Isser's only Gozes, there is no Isser of Tlisha with your hands. And regarding Shvis, there is no Din of Toldos too either. So there are Rishonim that say that there is no Toldos in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Okay? And at that time, please get it for this question, we point out the Marikatz. What does the Marikatz say? What is the Makor of Toldos for Shabbos? How do you know Toldos exists by Shabbos? What do we say? The Gemara says enough ayin. Achas Mehena. Mehena tells me told us, right? Hena is avos, Mehena is told us. Now, what about their told us in Ezekiel? What is told us in Ezekiel? What's the Makor of told us in Ezekiel? A Svara. So Mari Katz points out, the Shittim Kupetz is above a Kamadav Bezmanov, says, what do you need a Pusik for Shabbos? And Ezekiel is a Svara? What's the answer? Because if you didn't have a Pusik, I wouldn't think it exists in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Because the concept of told us makes sense if it's based on what? A Svara. So by Nezikin, it makes sense. But by Shabbos, Lomaisa, how would you know it? I wouldn't know it. I would think if it's not in the Mishkan, it wouldn't exist. That's why I need a pasuk. So that piece seems to imply that there would be no toldus, perhaps. Maybe yes, maybe no. It's a svara. Maybe it's a svara. Maybe yes, maybe not. But Lamaiso, what I want you to get is the Marikat says by Nizikin's a svara, by Shabbos it's a pasuk. And you need a pasuk because you couldn't figure out the toldus in Shabbos unless you had a pasuk. Okay? So to review the answer to this, please get it. Number two. Number three. Are there toldus to call it Torah Kula? It's a machlokes in Yishonim. Rav Gusman put out the Ritva by Kinyon and Rav Inyon by the Shlosh Laveris. Tosus in Bechoros Daf Lafayim at Aleph. And Tosus in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun say by Giza and by Shviz there is no toldus. And the Marikat says, well, by Nezikin it's a Sfara. By Shabbos you need a puzzle because by Sfara I wouldn't know it. Okay, we got that clear? That answers number three. Four. Give two other examples of toldus and kol haTorah kulah. Rav Gusman pointed out with his unbelievable bakiyas, the Goyim b'Yisrael, pointed out that there's an isser of nachal eisen. What's nachal eisen? When you do the egel harufa, if there's a corpse, dead corpse found between two cities, you measure the closest city. The gedolim say they bring a korban, they tear off the neck of the eagle, of a calf, and where's it done? Nachal Eisan. That Nachal Eisan can never plant ever there, ever. Forever. Can't plant in a Nachal Eisan forever. And what does the Rambam write in Hilchos Ritzicha, Pirik Yudah Lachates? He says, V'chol ha'ovid sham avoda begufa shel karka, kigon shecharash, o chafar, o zera, o natat, u kiyotze be'elu. What does Kiyotze Be'elu mean? Hari Zeloka. What does Kiyotze Be'elu mean? Even toldus, says Rav Gusman. Not only are you not a plant there and do Harisha, you can't do other things. What other things? Toldus. And one other example. The Gemara Psachim and Daf Pehem Ebeis. You're not allowed to take the Korban Pesach meat from one place to the other. It's an issue of caring. Remember we said that's a good Bekiyas question. Where is the Israel so outside of Shabbos? Carrying on Shabbos. You can't carry the Korban Pesach outside of your house. It's an Israel Tzah. You need that Kirin Hanacha. What happens if you throw it? Never supposed to throw food, especially Korban Pesach. Zrika is a told on Shabbos. What about Zrika by the boss of the Korban Pesach? Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not sure. Mitzvah's Tetvav, we saw that inside. He has this suffix. What is this suffix based on? Is there a concept of toldus in Kol haTorah kulah? Kol haTorah kulah, meaning outside of Shabbos, Nezikin, Bitumah, Vitara. That answers number four. Number five. Is it mutter to put flowers, halacha l'maisa, is it mutter to put flowers into a vase with water? I say vase. I don't know if you guys say vase. I say vase. Okay? What do most guys say? Vase. Yeah. All right, good. And both is good. Okay. Is it mutter to put it in halacha l'maisa? So, we are talking about the flowers' petals have opened already. If they have not opened, we said it was usher. But we're talking about where they're already open. Are you allowed to put the flowers in a vase of water on Shabbos? Halacha l'maisa. Oh. So we said the Rama says in Simen Shin Lamed Vav Sif Yud Aleph Mutter Lahamid Anfei Ilonus B'mayim B'Shabbos B'Vach Lo Yubahem Prochim V'Shoshanim Shem Niftachim L'Achluchas Amayim. The Rama writes it's mutter as long as the petals are open. We had a machloikis, please get it, in the Mishra Berurah Sifkatan and Dalet. Does that mean that they already were in the vase of water, or can you put them in totally anew? We had two sheet the Mishra Berurah points out a machloikis Achronim. And in the Sharatzin and Sifkat Memches, he says you can rely on the sheet that says you can do it lichachila. Halacha l'maisa. That's what he wanted to say. Okay? Lichachila. And the truth is, the Eglei Tal concurred and said the same thing, halacha l'maisa. They can even do it what? Lichachila. Can even do it lichachila. However, we said the Shmir Shabbos begged to differ. The Shmirah Shabbos, Sechet Tzadik Lebroche, in Perichavav, Sifchavav, Paskin, that it was Aser Lichachila to do it. to put him back in water, that's mutter. But to do it lechachila, he held lamaisa. It was what? It was a problem. And therefore, lamaisa, we had a machlekes mishnah brura and shmir shabbos kilchasa halacha lamaisa. Okay? Yes, anew. If they're already in, it's fine. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? Lahachser is mutter, he said. Rabbi Avadia concurred with the mishnah brura zekatzarek lebracha in the Levi Eschein, and he held his mutter even lechachila, even if it had never been in, as long as they were totally open. Okay, so lamaisa, we said, obviously, if you can try to do it before Shabbos, why get yourself in a quagmire of a machlekes mishnah brura shmir Shabbos? Try to put it in before Shabbos. If not, and your mom says, I told you to do it, you didn't do it, or your wife told you, lamaisa Brian, okay, to put it in before Shabbos, okay, so you can rely on the mishnah brura, okay? All right, so that answers number five. Number six, what's the din regarding opening a window in a house that has plants? Well, we said the following. If there's a glass container over the plant, and the whole reason why you're removing that is that it should what? Grow. We said that's awesome. But if you're opening the window to get air in the place, or you're opening the shades to get sun in the place, then we said, halacha lemaisa, it's considered to be mutter. And this, we based on the tshuva of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Katzalik Lebrach, and the Chuvah's Hard Tzvi, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, where he claimed, halacha lemaisa, that this lemaisa is a grama. A grama is considered to be what? Only Asr Midrabanan. We said on Daf Kuf Chafam and Beis, Lotaskam Halacha HaGrama Shari. Plus the fact you're not necessarily doing it. You definitely aren't. You're doing it because you're hot. Or you're doing it because you want some sunlight. It's a Davrshin Miskavein. A davrshin miskaven, even in a psik ratio, but if it's a case of what? A davrshin miskaven, a psik ratio, but it's drabanan because it's a grama, therefore, lamaisa, one would say that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be mutter. And that
psik ratio, wouldn't that be an
drabanan? No, psik ratio, whenever it's grama, then he'll always downgrade it to drabanan.
Yeah.
Even if it's a psik ratio, it's drabanan. Psik ratio would be the araisa.
But it would still be.
Still drabanan, yeah. So it's a darshin miskaven psik ratio, but it's on a grama, which is midrabanan. Meaning the psik ratio doesn't bother me because it's in the case of a grama. No, but he claims not that way. He claims that if you have a grama with a darshin miskaven psik ratio, it's not considered. It's like you have chada drabanan. Yeah, the darshin miskaven psik ratio doesn't mean anything here. Doesn't make it a problem because it's only drabanan because of grama. So therefore, the fact that it became a secretion doesn't bother me, he claimed. That's what he wanted to say.
It shouldn't remain as an
Isidore. Right. That's what we assumed. It would be Mutta Lagamri. That's what I wanted to say. It was Mutta Lagamri. Plus the fact, he also pointed out that, very interesting enough, it's considered beyond Tosefis Yanika. This stuff would grow anyway. So at best, it's only an Isidore Abundant anyway. So it's got an Isidore Abundant, a Gromon an Isidore Abundant. So maybe that's to answer your question. Why it also be a mutter legamri. So to summarize that answer, please get it. The reason why it's a mutter to open the window is number one, because it's a grama. Number two, it's a darshin miskavi, even though it became to be gracious. So Daniel said, but let it be at least awesome in the Rabbanan. So the answer to that is that it's a tosefis inik. It's going to grow anyway. So Rashi and Tosefta said, we learned that it's only the Rabbanan anyway. So the whole thing's like a grama and a Rabbanan. And therefore, we allow it. Halacha l'maisa. So there's no problem in opening the window or opening the shades. But I said, if you have a glass container and lamaisa, you are what? You are opening it for that. That taka might be a problem. We said it is halacha lamaisa. Whether it's derabana deraisa, that's probably derabana, but it would be usher. Okay, the answer is number six. Number seven. What's a machlokes Rashi and Tosefta against the Rambam? There's got to be an utzitz nakuv that's on the ground. Utzitz nakuv means a flower pot with a hole in the bottom. And then you elevate it onto pegs. So here we had the Gemara in Pei Aleph at Beis, where the Gemara said if you elevate the flower pot parpisa, if you remember we had that Rashi there, that he combined, do you remember what he combined? He combined tashlich with also what? With kaparis, right? All in one Rashi. He said in Erev Rosh Hashanah they do both. It's called the parpisa. So you have this flower pot with a hole in the bottom, and you put it on pegs. What's the din? So the Gemara says Chayiv in Shabbos on Pei Aleph and Beis. It says Chayiv Beferish. Rashi and Tosfos there does says it doesn't mean chayiv mamish is lav dafka. It's only nisah derabanan because it's getting yanika through the hole, and even when you put it on the pegs, it's getting yanika through the ear. So it's a Tosefis yanika. Tosefis yanika is only nisah derabanan. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say beferish. Very unique. I remember when we did, a lot of guys were taken aback. I also was taken aback. But Lamaitz, it's a good Bekiah's question as well. Give me a Rashi and Tyson Shasa and Turban Chayiv as being Lavdavka. There it is, Pei Alpha and Bei Zali, right there. Okay. However, the Rambam argues. The Rambam says, incorrect. Chayiv means Chayiv Mamish, and you're Chayiv Skila. God forbid, if a guy would do this. With Edim and Asra, if you take the flower pot that has a hole in it, you elevate it on the pegs, that is considered to be Mamish what? Mamish Achiv Minatayr. So that's the Chiddush L'maisa. Big Machlokes Rambam against Rashi. Does Rambam is in Perches Halacha Dalet. Big Machlokes Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Yeah, we're going to get to that Blin Eder. Remember we said about the three Shitas about that. You remember that? Okay. Now I want to just point out. Please get in this question. We had an Agos Asri. That Rashi and Tosfos will agree it's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. It's a good. I include that in number 7, please. According to Rashi and Tosfos, let's say you took the flower pot with the hole on it from the ground and you put it on the pegs, but there was a piece of cloth or a piece of wood separating the ground from the flower peg. Then you're done. Then you're Chiyuv D'Oraisa. Because it's not Tosefis Yanika. You have what? You have totally removed it. So the Gosh Ashri would say in that case, Halacha L'maisa, that would be a case of what? Of kotzer. And in our case, if you took it from above the pegs and put it, what? And had a wood, you know, in between, you put it on the ground, you'd be chayav what zoreya, which is our topic. Works both ways, guys. Okay? The Rashi Tosos case, if you took it, was on the pegs, put it on the bottom, you would be only nisid derabanan. According to the Rambam, you'd be chayav minatayr, for our topic of zoreya. But I want you to get that. Mishnah Berurah quotes that Agos Ashri. We said, Halacha L'maisa, and Shin Lamed Vav Sifkat Mem Dalet, he quoted from that Agos Ashri. Okay. Yeah, the Gosh Ashri says, Brian, according to Rashi and Tosfos, even when it's on the peg, it's getting yanika. So if you put it on the ground, you just augmented it, so it's an issur d'rabbanan. But let's say there was a piece of wood or cloth between the peg and the ground. So Mamish cut off the yanika. It had no yanika. And then you go ahead and put it on the ground. Rashi and Tosfos would be masking the Ramir Chai B'dat Torah. Mishnah Berurah quoted that, Gosh Ashri Ladin. Okay, that answers number 7. Number 8, guys, let's go. What's the din by Zoreya Atzitz Nakov, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? What's the din of Zoreya Atzitz Nakov? Let's say you take a perforated pot on the bottom and you put it on the ground. Is that Zoreya Min HaTayr? What's the din? Halacha L'maisa. Oh, so we said, very interestingly or not, in this Machlok Rashi Tosfos against the Rambam, the Mechaber Paskins, in Shin Lamed Vav Sifches, that it's Usser. Of course he says it's Usser. Question is, how is he Paskining? Like Rashi Tosfos, like the Rambam. So we said, well, we have to compare that to another din in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Shin Yud Bei Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Beferish, that you could use it for toilet paper. Based on the Gemara, you could use it for toilet paper. Let's say it was a rock that was connected to the ground, similar to the flower pot, that had a sovim on it. So what do you see from there? Seemingly, Halacha L'maisa, it seems that this is very difficult because the first Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Lamed Vav seemed to be that it was mamish like the Rambam that you be chayiv min hatayr for putting the Atzitz Nakov on the ground. Zoreya. And if you what? Took it off the ground, be kotzer. Right? That's in Shin Lamed Vav. So it seems the first Mechaber, let's get down, seems to say like the Rambam. The second Mechaber, in Shin Yud Bei, he says you can use it for toilet paper. Kavanah Brisas Docha in Isser Derabanan. That implies like Rashi and Tosfos. So the Bir Aloch has the Stira, Halacha L'maisa. The Bir Aloch has the Stira. So how do we solve that Stira? So the Bir Aloch wanted to say like this, please get it. He wanted to say that the Shulchan Aruch holds like Rashi and Tosfos, lock, stock, and barrel. And the Isser of planting and nuts is not coming to the ground is only us in the Derabanan, Halacha L'maisa. And therefore, you're allowed to what, use it for toilet paper. And the reason why, Halacha L'maisa, he holds it's Asim in the Rabbanon, and this is what we assume that he holds it's Asim in the Rabbanon, is that it could be certain materials, clay or wood, might be considered like it's on the ground. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch holds, like Rashi and Taisus, that planting with an atzis nakav is nisud or abanan, but in situations of what? Kavod abrius, you're going to what? You're going to allow it. Halacha lemaisa. So that's why we could view what the Mechaber, Pasuk, Rashi and Taisus, opposed to the Rambam. Please get that. Okay, that's number 8. Number 9. What's the din of Zareb atzit she'eno nakav? What's the din if you plant by an atzit she'eno nakav? Halacha lemaisa. What do we say about this? This is a very fascinating question. You put a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in the ground on the ground. What's the story? The Eglei Tal writes, it's an issur d'rabbanan. The Eglei Tal says it's not derech zriya, and therefore it's not derech zriya, therefore it's only an issur d'rabbanan. Okay. That was the psak halach of the Eglei Tal. The Shvisa Shabbos, we said, argues very strongly, and he says that no, you are chayv skila for planting Zareya B'atashin and Nakav on Shabbos. If it's on the ground, we said. You're a Chayiv Skila, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? One would be Chayiv Skila, and the Chay Adam quotes like this as well. And L'maisa, therefore, we said that the Aruch HaShulchan said the same thing, you're Chayiv, so it comes out to be a Machloikas and Achronim as to whether you're planting an Atzitz, She'en HaNakav, is that considered to be an Issid Yeraisa or an Issid Rabbanon, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So we obviously said we should be machmer on this because it's a shayla d'iraisa. It's going to be usher no matter what. The shayla is whether it's going to be the rabbanon or d'iraisa. Okay. At this time, I wanted you to get exactly what Meir Simcha was pointing out. We had three shitas, which I want you to get, regarding putting a flower pot on a table, L'maisa, in one's house, where there's a floor. We had three shittas on this. Okay? The Chazon Ish and Rabbi Yashiv held that there is no din chatzitz at all. There is no din chatzitz at all. Halach l'maisa. And therefore, it's a problem. Okay? It's a problem. The Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, which is the middle shita, said the first floor, it does not a chatzitz. The second floor is fine of a home. And the third shita was Rav Greinemann, Chidushim Biurim, who said that no matter what, Lamaisa, the first floor is considered to be good, and there's not a problem, Halach Lamaisa. So, therefore, you don't have to be worried about what, because you're not literally on the ground. But to that degree, we had a concern about what? About planting in a pot, that Lamaisa, even in a building, Lamaisa. To that degree, you should be concerned. So we said the pashtus is like Rosh Hashanah in the middle opinion, which said the first floor would be a problem, but the second floor would be what? Would be okay. Okay, that's all in number what? Number 9. All right, very good. Let's go to now number 10. B'men nechleku rabbi Rav Yosef legabi menachesh u'mashke b'shabbos. Menachesh is weeding. Mashke is watering. We had a machlokas between rabbi and Rav Yosef and Moed Katan. Rabba says that they are told us of Choresh. Rav Yosef says they are told us of Zoraya. Rabba says they are told us of Choresh. Why? Because the whole point of Choresh is to soften the ground, and that's exactly what you're accomplishing, says Rabba. And Rav Yosef says, no. Rav Yosef argues and says, not that way. Rav Yosef says that it's referring to Zorei Latzmuchei Peiri. And since you're trying to Latzmuchei Peiri, that's exactly what you're accomplishing here as well. This is on Beizim and Beiz and Meseches Moed Katan. Machloik is Rabba v'Rav Yosef. Rabba was the Baki, Rabba was the Charif, Rav Yosef was the Baki. They were obviously Baki and Charif in both, but one was more of an expert than the other in those areas. Now normally we pass them like Rabba. That's the Klal. How does Tosus be mazbeh this machlaikis? Let's get the pshat in the Gemara. You had kavana for both when you did it. You had kavana for both when you did it. There's no doubt. The question is, in a tie, which one wins? So Rabba says, the Maisa wins. You go busa the Maisa. And descriptively, weeding and watering is more similar to Choresh. However, Rav Yosef says you go Basar Machshava. If you go Basar Machshava, he says the thought process, you want this stuff to get what? Grown. And therefore, you don't go by what it fits. And therefore, you should plug this in and call this what? Zoreya. I, why aren't you chayav shtayim? Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim. The Gemara says kasha. Gemara says you're right. Whenever it says kasha and shas, what do we say it meant? Machlok is Rashbam and his Rabosai. Does it mean tiyufta? Or does it mean what? The Gemara wasn't interested in giving an answer. You could think on your own and have an answer. And the pashtus is that you could say that Rabbi and Yosef arguing Rav Kahana, and they say that in such a case where you have kavana for both, you only chayv one. You're not chayv shtayim. Question is, which one? Do you go baser machshav or do you go baser maisa? Okay? Because by zomer tzorach leitzim, we learn in our Gemara, you chayv shtayim. So Gemara says, why aren't you chayv shtayim either? You have kavana for both. Rabbi and Yosef says, you cannot what? Do one pool to be chayv shtayim. Question is, which one? Baser machshav or baser maisa? Rav Kahana argued on that, Ellie. Okay? So please get that. That's number 10. Yes, Daniel.
Wasn't Zomer Tzorach Leitzim like you wanted to help the tree and you wanted the wood for something else? Supposed to hear your goal is both for the same piece of land.
So yeah, but you want
make a distinction, maybe.
Right, but the truth. Like, the truth is no. You're saying good, but I mean, you could also distill it down and say I want the softening of land and I want the growth. Those are also two different things you could say. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same topic. That's what we would assume. Okay? All right, very good. That answers number 10. Number 11. How does the Rambam paskin on this question? Very important. Let's get it. The Rambam has a split decision. The Rambam writes, very interestingly, the Rambam says, when it comes to Mashke, in Perek Hesalach HaBez, he says, the told of Zoreya. When it comes to Menachesh, the Rambam says it's a told of Choresh. That's in Periches Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam makes a split. Very difficult. We had a kasha. How could the Rambam make this split when the Gemara puts it together? So we have, let's say the following Mahalchim to give this answer. Number one, the Kesef Mishnah and Lechem Mishnah want to say, Poshup Shat, that there are two types of Menachesh. There are two types of weavings. Okay, you got me, Meir Simcha? Yeah? Yes, the Rambam will say it, let's say the Rambam in order. Perakes Halacha Aleph says Mashke, says Menachesh, weeding is the told of Choresh. In Halacha Beis, he says Mashke is the told of Zoreya. So he makes a split. Very difficult. The Gemara put the two together. So the Kesef Mishnah asked the Kasha, and the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah developed the following theory. There are two types of weeding. When the Rambam says that you are getting rid of bad grass, and that's going to let it be Sumeach more, that's a told of Zoreya. That's the Gemara in Moed Katan. However, the Rambam's talking about is when you dig the roots of the trees, that's a told of Choresh. Because as we said, according to the Rambam, when we get to it, Bez Hashem, the Choresh is beautifying. So therefore, it's beautifying. That's what you're doing by digging up the Ikarim, the roots of the trees. So therefore, the only thing that's difficult with that theory, we said, is why doesn't the Rambam not quote Menachesh of Moed Katan when he's getting rid of the bad grass? So that's the first answer in the Rambam. Okay, that's number one. Number two, we said, second Mahalach in the Rambam. Second Mahalach is the Egle Tau. The Egle Tau holds, the Rambam makes a very easy split. You know why? Because he's not going like the Bavli completely. He's going like the Yushalmi regarding Choresh. And anything that's considered to be Hanos HaKarka, which we call Yipuy HaKarka, is Choresh. And therefore, Menachesh is considered to be what? Choresh. And Mashke is Chayim Mishum what? Is Chayim Mishum Zoreya. That's what the Yushalmi says. And the Rambam goes with the Yushalmi. The Rambam goes with the Yushalmi. So don't be bothered by the fact that Gemara lumps them together. Halacha L'maisa. That's the Bavli. And then number three pshat was a second possibility that Egle Tal brought up. And that is that whenever there's a machlokes robber of Yosef, we paskin like who? We paskin like who? Like Rabba. The problem is that's in a vacuum. Here you have the Yushalmi siding with Rav Yosef. So therefore by Mashke, the Rambam writes, like the Yushalmi and Rav Yosef, that it's a told of Zoreya. But Benachesh, Lomais, it's not Beferish, Lamaisa. So he says it's Chai Mishum Zoreya because you go back to the Klal, Rabba of Yosef, Halach Ke Rabba. That's a chiddush lamaisa, because the Yerushalmi per se maybe didn't say black on white menakesh. So therefore, it's really up in there. So you go back to the regular klal. Yerushalmi said back black on white. What's the din regarding what? Regarding mashkin lamaisa. Okay, very good. Those are three ma'achim we said in the Rambam. Okay, what is the din? That's 11, 12. What is the din regarding other mashkim al adam? What do you mean other mashkim al adam? We just got through saying that mashka water is zoreya. But what about the halacha of other liquids? And those other liquids you lumped either shar mashkim or urine. What's the din? Shar mashkim or urine. What do we say regarding this din? So it's interesting. Halacha lamaisa, we said that when you talk about this din of shar mashkim, there are different shitas in the Rishonim, okay, which is very interesting. The shita of the Yerayim is halacha lamaisa, big chumra lamaisa, that it's usur to pour other mashkim and to urinate on the ground on Shabbos would be an isur d'oraisa, okay. This was the shita of the Yerayim, halacha lamaisa. The second shita we had was the smag. And the smak and the sifra trumas that said halacha lamaisa only mayim is a problem. Wine and urine there is no chshash because it burns the sprouts. We'll get to rog. Very good, Mayor Simcha. But that was the second sheet. We'll get to that. Very good. So it comes out it's a machlokes in Rishonim. How does it boil down halacha lamaisa? And we'll get to Mayor Simcha's point now. We said it boils down like this. Please get it. To have a kiddush outside in the yard, on your grass, is absolutely improper, says the Shulchan Aruch. Simin Shin Lamed Vav Siv Gimel. I don't know if you don't want to make a problem, Lamaisa, but if you can, if there's a kiddush before, it should be on the concrete. Okay? It should be on the concrete. Because halacha lamaisa, you have a concern of what? By mayim. Okay? That for sure. Okay, other mashkim, okay, if you want to hold like those Yishonim, but the truth is, halacha lamaisa, the Ramah says, he says the same thing, tov lakosh halacha beginos im yishtam shisham imayim. As long as there's water there, you got a problem. Okay, what about lamaisa, the other mashkim, halacha lamaisa? So the Magen Avraham says, you should be machmer by the other mashkim as well, not to pour them on the ground. And the Eglei Tal actually says you should be machmer even on urine too as well. Okay? The Eglei Tal says you should be machmer even on urine as well. So that the Magen Avraham said not. Magen Avraham said shar mashkim usur, urine is mutter. Okay? But as I said, the Eglei Tal says that you should be machmer for the Yerayim, halacha lamaisa. So we said, what's the story, halacha lamaisa? So this is where we get to Meir Simcha's point about spit. What do we say about spit? So the Shvisa Shabbos said to spit on grass you should also aser. Because we don't find that the poskim say that burns the grass either. So the truth of the matter is, it's not clear. They don't talk about rog. But the Shvisa Shabbos said lechumra, we said that it would be iser to spit on the grass. We said that's not there occurrence anyway. But halacha lamaisa, we thought that, and this is what the Shmir Shabbos writes as well, halacha lamaisa, that water is usur, shar mashkim is usur, and mei raglayim, you could be mekel. So if a guy had to go to the restroom very badly, and he had to go to the bushes, obviously in the forest, although it's not their herds, but he has to go, it would be mutter, halacha lamaisa, says the Shmir Shabbos, halacha lamaisa. So that's interesting. But we said regarding spit, you should be machmer for the Shvisa Shabbos. So we want to be machmer for what? Water, shar mashkim, and rok, mei raglaim, will be mekel for. Halacha lamaisa. Obviously, it's better to find the shei ratim, but if you have no choice, lamaisa, you be mekel, halacha lamaisa. Okay. Fine. Makes sense. Also, the rok should be like what? Should be like mayim. So why shouldn't we be machmer on them? Okay. That answers number 12. Number 13. What's the din regarding pouring water begrama on gidulum? What does that mean?
Same like the dam case?
Indirect. Correct. Let's say something that is a dam situation, and or something like this situation is a little bit more common at sukkahs. Let's say you pour water in a sink and you have an outdoor sink, and somehow it goes down the pipe and goes into the grass. Is that considered to be usher? Yeah, Jonah, go ahead.
Just point before them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does it much have a tshuva saying that it's mutter for a man blind?
Could be. I'm not familiar, but we hold like that. Yeah. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. Because it's not, it doesn't cause it to grow, right? Yeah, okay, that's Sorif. That's what the Sfar is. I didn't know how much there's a chew on that. Okay, good. That's what Shmir Shabbos says. Very good. Oh, you'll have to show it to me on Sunday, Blinetter, okay? Very good. Okay, that's 12. Excellent. 13. What about, let's say, the Sukkos case where you have outdoor sink and it goes down the pipe and it's going to go into the grass? Is that a problem? Oh. So we wanted to say, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin and Mebeis, that this is called Koch Sheni. The Gemara has a case in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin and Mebeis, in the name of Papa. A guy ties down a man with ropes, and he's not next to the dam, but he's a little bit far away from the dam. He opens the dam, and the guy drowns to death, Rahman al-Islam. What's the din in that case? The guy's obviously a Rasha, but is he Chayiv Misa? No, because it was Koch Sheni. It took a long time for the water to get there, and therefore that's not called Koch Rishon, that's called a Groma, and Koch Sheni is a Groma. So therefore, in such a case, it was Koch Rishon, it was right next to the dam, he'd be Chayiv. Here it had to travel, therefore he's Potter. So based on this Gemara, the Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to say, along with other Gedolei HaPoskim, Halacha L'maisa, that in such a case, it would be Mutter. Why? As we said before, you're washing your hands in the sink for what? For Netilas Yadayim or Negavasha or Mayim Achronim, right? You're not intending to water your grass. So since you're not intending to do that, it's a Darvish Miskaven, it's a Grama, and therefore it should be Mutter Halacha L'maisa. And that's what the Shmir Shabbos wanted to say as well, that it's Koch Sheni, it's considered a Grama, Darvish Miskaven, and it's Mutter. So you don't have to worry about that. Was there any poskim that argued? We said yes. Rav Halpern, in his Sefer Maisa Grama V'Halacha, said Ishu Mishum Chitzio, and he said, forget about it. He says, don't quote me that Rashi in Sanhedrin, okay? That Rashi in Sanhedrin is not germane here. This is Ishu Mishum Chetzio. Over there, you're opening the dam, right? Here, he says, you're pouring the water straight down, Maisa, even though it's a delay. So he claims that it's usher. There's no such heter, Halacha L'Maisa. And unless you rely on the Aruch that it's a psik reish lo nichale, but he claims it's considered to be direct, okay? It's like Rav Schechter holds. You know in those in Shabbos, do you guys have any neighbors that have those lights that go on when you walk? I have a neighbor on one hand and the other hand. What am I supposed to do? I want to get in the house. So I have a it's like an airplane pattern. I go across the street and I do a right angle, I walk straight into the house. Otherwise, if you veer left or right, the light will go on. Rav Shechtel, that's not a grumma because the beams come right off you. It's direct. So it would be a shiloh of diraisa. That's a psikrei shalonichalei, but it's not a grumma he wanted to claim. Other poskim argue. Interesting, no? What about what I heard that Harav Agon Rav Nevin saw Shlita, you know, it went back and forth about going to the, he goes to the coastal on Shabbos because they have these pictures, don't they? Take pictures. So at first he was popling about it. I think there was a brief time where he didn't go because he was worried about it. Then I think he thought it was Muntip Segration. But that's the Shiloh of the mice. Yes, Mayor Simcha.
I think we mentioned also about the sprinklers.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to it, yeah.
But if there's no noise. So
we're going to get to that, yeah. It's in this question. Yes, Yashar Koyach. Very good.
But I'm saying
In
terms of Shabbos alarms.
Yes.
So Schechter, I know, and also talks about the 39 Malachos of Rivia, they're both very not into Shabbos alarms because it makes a noise. If it's a vibrating alarm, though, that's okay. It's not like setting an alarm because like, has it worked?
Well, let's get to the sprinkling system. Well, the sprinkler system we said was Mutter Al-Pidin. Why? Because you set it up before Shabbos. And your sprinkler systems are direct, right? But I did it before Shabbos. As long as I start the process before Shabbos, it's mutter. But it cannot make noise. If it makes noise, it's a zusser. So most people say the sprinklers don't make a noise. We thought it was a problem because of Marsayan. People might think, I tell the guys in the show they can't use the sprinkler system. People might think you're doing it on Shabbos. But if it wasn't for the problem of Marsayan, it should be mutter. Now alarms make noise. If they make noise, it's a problem of Efshe Milsa. So anything that makes noise is a serious problem.
That vibrates,
I don't know. That's why you should turn off all the alarms. The alarms from Shabbos. You mean the security alarms? You mean those alarms?
No, they have like an alarm to wake you up in the morning.
Yeah, I think if it's loud, it's a problem. Uh-huh. Yeah. Put a pillow over it. Maybe no one can hear it, and then it won't wake you up. It's a problem of F-shingles. L'churi. Yes, Daniil. Can't hear you.
If it's like a very soft alarm, only.
Yeah, maybe if it's soft, only you can hear. I hear, but if it's really loud, you know, it's gonna, you know, keep, you know, buzzing throughout the whole house. L'churi, it's a problem. Okay. All right. That answers number 13. All right. Very good. Let's go, guys. 14. Why did the Tana write Zoreya before Chorish? Frekta Gemara, Anayin Gimel Umez, let's get it. Nachum, you with me? Chorish is done before Zoreya. You till the land, they're ready to seed. So why is Chorish not listed first? Gemara's Kasha. What's the Gemara's answer? Just get it. There were Tana was near Tisrako where the land was very hard. They needed to till the land before, plow it, ready for the seed, and then they had to what? Plow it again after the seed was put in so the seed would take. That's the Gemara's answer. And please get it down. The Chiddush being is that what? What's the Chiddush we said? This is the simplest reading of Gemara. That's the way we wanted to read it. That's how most of Rishonim and Achronim read the Gemara. There is a Shita that wants to say no. In Eretz Yisrael, they only plowed it afterwards. That's not the Pashup Shot. We thought Rashi read like we read it. And what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? That the second Charish is also Charish, also Chayiv. Because normally Charish is Achanel is Riyah. But here I'm doing after the Zriya, but still, it's considered to be a Harisha. So that answers number one, number 14. 15. What's the din of Harish in Eretz Yisrael before Zriya? Al dat lashuv l'charish achazriya l'besov l'chazim l'charish. What's the din if you don't end up doing it? You don't end up doing the Harisha the second time. Are you chayav for the first? So this is a fascinating machloikis between the Shoshanim L'David, we said, between the Shoshanim L'David and the Eglei Tal. On this Shiloh, halacha lamaisa. Very interesting. Lamaisa. What are you going to hold if you don't end up planting, if you don't end up doing the Chorisha, maybe you shouldn't be Mechayv at all. The Shoshanim LeDavid said, it's Masha from Rashi. I mean, he wanted to be Mechadesh. Halacha lamaisa, that you would be what? That a person would be Chayv. Okay? That was the machloikas we had regarding what? Regarding this din. Okay? That was the machloikas we had regarding this din of... Let me just show you. I want to just point out the Maramakum on this because it was Machlokes, the Shoshanim, the David, and the Avnei Nezer, the Eglei Tal. Okay? The Shoshanim, the David says you would not be Chayiv. Okay? Let's get it down. You're not Chayiv a Harisha Rishon if you don't do the second Harisha. That's what the Shoshanim, the David said. And the Avnei Nezer in Orachayim Simon Sameches O Zayin is Dokahim. Avnezer and Eglitar are the same, right? The Tzokach of a Rebbe. So he writes in the Chuvas, Avnezer is the Chuvas, he was Docha, the Shoshanim LeDavid, and he said you'd be Chayiv Halacha LaMaisa, even if you did not end up what? End up doing the second Harisha, okay? Because LaMaisa, you Chayiv LaMaisa on each one on its own, so even if you don't do the second one, you're still Chayiv on the first. He says no. He says it's all one deal. You didn't do the second one, not going to be Chayiv on the first, the Shoshanim LeDavid. Okay. That answers number 15. Number 16. What does Tosas ask regarding Mechav and Maver and give three terutzim to the Kasha? Tosas asks a great Kasha. The Gemara jumps on, oh, why did Tana do what? Zoreya before Chorish. Don't you do Chorish before Zriya? Do you know what's in the Mishnah? Daniel, what's in the Mishnah? Mechav and Maver. The Gemara didn't jump on that. Extinguishing and then igniting. What do you do first, guys? You ignite and then you extinguish. Why didn't the Gemara jump on that like it does here? That was Tosis Kasha. Okay? That's the top Tosis here. So what's the Teretz? What's the Teretz? The Teretz is six Terutzim. Let's start with three. Tosis himself says, in the Sidur de Pas, the Mishnah was very, very exact and precise. The Mishnah was very exact and precise. The Mishnah said exactly everything in order except for the first two. So that's what bothered the Gemara. On the other nine, it was so precise in the order, and this one it doesn't? The first two? That was Tosis' answer. The answer is a little bit difficult because there are other cases in the Mishnah. There are other sets in the Mishnah, right? The Tosis Yontif asks. There are other sets in the Mishnah like Meleches HaBeged Va'or and Ksiva, where the Tana what? The Tana mentioned everything what? Everything explicitly. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really fair. You see, what was Tosa's answer? Tosa's answer is in the first part of the Mishnah, the first 11, the last 9 was precise and exact. So why would the first 2 be flipped? So that's what the Gemara was bothered by, correct? But the Tosas Yontif says there are other cases in the Mishnah, you know, about making clothes and everything, where everything was in order, and then all of a sudden you do Mechabim Aver? I don't think we said that in Shir, but why don't you get it down? Tosas Yontif asks Akash on Tosas Teretz. He doesn't like Tosas Teretz. It's a good tiny, you know? Okay, but that's one answer. You got that Kasha? It's a very good Kasha. I saw that this morning, that Kasha. Second Teretz, okay? Second Teretz to this Kasha. Meiri. The Meiri states, Dibra Masko Leva Kaisiv, that in the Mishkan, believe it or not, they used to extinguish first, and then they would relight the dude. They would extinguish it in order to what? In order the Simonim would not get burnt, okay, because the fire was under the dude already. So they would extinguish it, and then they would relight it in order to cook them. So in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the way it was done in the Mishkan. So Kibui comes before Avar. Then the third answer, the second answer to the Miri B'Shem Yesh Meforshim, is that what do potters do? What do black smelters do? People that work with melting, making pots. The Tzorfin. How do they actually do it? They extinguish the coal in order to get a charcoal, and then they do ignition, because they want to what form the, you know, the pot. So that's actually the way Tzorfin do it. So that's the third answer to that Kasha. That's number 17. That's number 16. Number 17. Give 3 other terutzim to the Kasha of Tisus. The fourth terutz is from the Maharal. The Maharal says, even though Havar is Kodem Kibui, what is the Iker usage of a candle? What is the Iker usage of a candle? When it's lit. So what's the first act you're going to do with a candle that's lit? You're going to extinguish it. You extinguish it more often than lighting it. Because we're always talking about where the candle's lit and he's using it. So the derech of the tan is to what? Is to start on how a guy is using it. Usually you're using it as already it's lit, and then what? And then you're going to extinguish it. Harishin's Ria, you can't say such a thing. Fifth teretz. The Tosas Yontif says himself, probably because that Kashi asked on Tosas, he says, you know why the Tana delayed Havara to the end? After the din of what? Of Kibui, because Havara, there's only a lav according to one shita. What's the 3-prong punishment on Shabbos? Shogei chayev chatas, mezid chayev skil, chayev karis, and mezid is chayev what? What's mezid? With Eidim and Asra, chayev skil, right? There's one malacha, though, there's a malchus. Which malacha, according to one Tana? Havara, lalav yatsas. So it wanted to connote that Havara was different, so it taught Havara after what? Taught Havara after Kibui. That's the Tosas Yontif's Chiddush. That's Reb Yossi Shita and Dav Ayin. It's not a Chiyuv Chata, it's a Chiyuv what? Lav. Okay. And then the last Teretz is the Pnei Yoshua. What's the Pnei Yoshua's Teretz? Pnei Yoshua's Teretz is only Dafka Harisha. Right? Did the Tana, was the Gemara bothered by? Why was it put between Harisha? Right? There's no Chiyuv, because Chorish is only Chayiv Chorish if you want your Makam Zriya. It's Roy Lazriya. What about Mechaver and Mavir? Why did it teach Kibui Kodem Havar? Why? People should not make a mistake to say that Havar is only Chayv when you do it on Manasla what? To do Kibui. If you would put Havara before Kibui, you would think you're only Chayv Havar on Manasla Kibui to make charcoal. And that's not true. They're independent. Only by what? Only by Harisha is a Gemara bothered by. Why is Harisha first? Because Behemish Chorish is only Chayiv, Elim Kain is Makom Lizriya. So why was Chorish taught before? Why was Zriya taught before Harisha? That's why the Tana was bothered by that. The Tana should have put Harisha before Zriya. Because Harisha is only Chayiv, Lamaisa, Makom what? You only Chayiv, Mishum Chorish, if it Chorish Lizriya, Makom Roy Lizriya. So Taka Widow should have put Zriya first. But Mechab and Mav are completely independent. That answers number 17. Number 18. Let's get it. What does the Gemara say here, Beferish, regarding all these malachas of Zoymer? What do all these Gemara say about Zoymer and Zoreya, Zomro, Notea, Mavrich, and Markif. They're all one malacha. Kulun malacha achasein. Please get that. Means if you do them all on Shabbos, how many chatolos are you chayif? Only one. Then the Gemara continues. Please get it. The Gemara says in the name of Ravacha, Barachia, Barabbah, Rashim, Ravami, Zomer's chayif mishum what? Please get it down. Zomer's chayif mishum notea. Notea v'amavrich v'amarkiv is chayif mishum zoreya. And the Gemara says, what do you mean chayif mishum zoreya? Not notea? The Gemara says, no, chayif af mishum notea v'zoreya. That's the Gemara. Please, let's get the Gemara. We got to get the Gemara. If you do all the malachas, yes. If you do all the malachas, what are they? You tell me, Eli. Zoreya, Notea, Zomer, Mavrich, and Markiv. You do them all in one shot on Shabbos, you have how many chatos? One. Done. Now, why is Zomer Chayiv? Because of Notea. Why is Notea Chayiv? And Mavrich and Markiv? Because of Zoreya and Notea. Both. The Maskanas Gemara. Now, how do you break this? That's the Maskanas Gemara. That's number what? That is number 18, straight up. That's the Gemara. You got it, Ellie? One more time. If you do all five on Shabbos, it's all chayv, one chattis. That's number one. Number two, Zomer's chayv mishum, notea. Notea, mavrich, and markiv, a chayv mishum, zorea, and notea. Lefida maskana. Okay? The chayv mishum, zorea, and notea. Okay? That's what it's in. Zorea in mishum notea, lo ima af mishum zorea. Okay? So you see the Pharisee that what? How do you break this Gemara down? So I want you to get this. That was the Gemara number 18, number 19. Four shittas. Please get it. Let's get it down, guys. The Rambam says all of them are avos. All five are avos. This is the Rambam shita. Okay? All five malachas are avos. That's how the Rambam reads the Gemara. That's the sheet of the Rambam. How does Rashi read the Gemara? Rashi says, please get it, Zoreya is the Av for vegetables. Okay? Zroim for seeds. Notea is the Av for trees. Markiv and Mavrich are Avos themselves. What is Markiv? Grafting. Mavrich is taking the branch and bending it down. And what is Zomer? Zomer's pruning is the one tolda, according to Rashi. It's a told of Zoreya. Okay? The told of Zoreya. That's what Rashi says. Actually, he says, Chayv told of Notea, he says. Sorry. Zomer's a told of Notea. Okay? Let's get it precise and exact. Zomer's a told of Notea. That's the sheet of who? Rashi. We got it clear so far? Okay, number three sheet.
So, according to Rashi, they're all O's except for.
Correct, except Zomer. Right, absolutely, Daniel. Number three sheet, Rabbeinu Hanano. What does Rabbeinu Hanano say? He has the what? Grandfather system. Zoreya is the Av. Notea is the Tolda. Actually, he says, Zoreya is the Av. He says, unbelievable Chiddush. He says that Zoreya is the Tolda, and Mavrich and Markiv are Toldas of Notea. No, because he has the system of a grandfather, father, and son. Says Rabbi Nachman. So let's start again. Like you have a mace, avi avos atumah. So Rabbi Nachman says the Zoreya is the grandfather. I want to call that Av Tolda and Tolda. We have a Tolda and a Tolda of its Tolda, because I want to follow his exact language. He says Tolda Tolda. So let's get it again. According to Rabbi Nachman, the highest thing on the list is the Zoreya. Second on the list, according to Rabbi Nachman, okay, is what? Is Notea, which is a what? Which is a Tolda. Okay? Now, what's under Notea? Mavrich and Markiv. Excellent. Okay? Notea itself is under Zoreya, but it has things under it. So it's not a real Av. It's a Tolda. But it has Toldas under it. Now, where do you think the Rabbeinu Hanano puts Zomer? What would you say? Does he say it Beferish? Does he say it Beferish? He doesn't comment on Zomer. I would assume Zomer is a Tolda too. Yeah, he says in the Dibra Matzka, Zomer's Chayim Mishum Notea too. So we would assume it's the same thing as Zomer's the same thing as what? Mavrich and Mark. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Hananel's Shita. So what do we have here? We had the Rambam, we had Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, and one other Shita, that's a Ritva B'Shem Rabo. What does the Ritva B'Shem Rabo say? That Zoreh V'Notei are Avos. Everything else is told us. And we said you got to work hard how to read the Gemara. Okay? You have to work hard on how to read the Gemara, Lamaisa. Three of the four came out good. The fourth one we had difficulty with. Like, for example, the Rambam, when he says Chayiv Mishum. How do you read Chayiv Mishum? It means it's the same thing. Because they're all of us, right? According to what? According to the other other sheet, that what? That they're mostly told us, right? When it says Mishum, it's a told of. And sometimes you're going to have to splice it and say it's the same thing, and the other one means a told. So you have to figure out how to read the Gemara according to all four sheets. The fourth sheet was very, very difficult. Okay? Fourth sheet is very difficult. Okay, very good. That answers number what? 19. That answers number 19. 20. Oh, it's later. We got to get to Chumash. Let's get to 20, and then we'll pick it up at 21 on Sunday. Okay? 20. What are the two Mahalchim to understand the din of Choresh, and what does the Yushalmi say? So we said that you can understand Choresh plowing in one of two ways. Either it is supposed to soften the ground, or either it's supposed to miyafeh the ground, beautify the ground. Those are the two approaches. And we said the Yushalmi had a phenomenal Chiddush, that if you remove stones, you're chayav diraisa of Choresh. I mean, even if it's unattached to the ground. And we said that you could take that Yushalmi to an extreme and say, and I remember Shevish says in the Shvisa Shabbos, that if you take garbage off your lawn on Shabbos that's not connected, you be chayav skila of Choresh, the Eim and Asra. Because according to the Yushalmi, it is considered to be beautifying. So even things that are unattached to the ground would be a problem of Choresh. Okay? So those are the two approaches that we had of Choresh, and the Yushalmi has that stunning Chiddush. Okay? Let's just do 21. What's the sheet of Tosfos and Rashba b'daf kuf nun mez against the Rambam gabei Choresh? That's exactly that. According to Tosfos and the Rashba, the only time that you're chayv, remember we said Tosfos meant yipui, but he didn't mean yipui, he meant ripui. The only time you're chayv Choresh if it's stuff that's attached to the ground. If it's stuff that's unattached to the ground, you cannot be chayv Choresh. That's what Tosfos and the Rashba said. When Tosfos said Yipu, he meant like the Rashba and Kuf Nun, which meant that was really what? Ripui. Okay? And who argues on this? The Rambam. The Rambam says in the Perish of Mishnah Kuf Gimel that even if you remove things unattached to the ground, you're Chayiv Mishum Choresh, Halacha L'Maisa. Okay? That was a tremendous, tremendous din. And that leads us to just mention, okay, then we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up on Sunday with 22 with the Magen Avraham about the garbage in the streets. Okay? So we'll pick it up with 22. Okay, let's go to Chumash now.